Hey butterfly, what's up?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm so excited to be doing another episode with you.
So am I. Our last episode was kind of fun about mattresses and stuff. I noticed something kind of weird when I was driving down the road recently. I was on this long road. I happened to be on in one of our nearby towns, and it was like the it's a long, just single lane road, or double lane, I guess. And I got stuck behind a trash truck,
So you
and
were able to observe and report.
I, you know how I like observe things,
Well,
and I start.
everything kind of begs to be observed now. You're
I
just like,
start.
I'm seeing strange things going on here.
Yeah.
So what was the
You know
strange
what
thing
I saw? Well, at first I was like annoyed
then?
because I'm stuck behind
Well,
this
yeah.
trash truck and he's stopping at every house to
And
pick up
like
the
some of the
trash.
debris is like on your car. You're like,
Yeah,
oh.
I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be stuck here for like 2 miles. But it's interesting what I noticed because you know how they've been teaching us that we need to recycle and we have like our
Oh,
separate bin, you know, we
yes.
have the separate bins for the recycling and everything, and
Because you're a dirty human.
you're a dirty human, and we need to like turn our plastic bottles into jackets and stuff.
And
So,
it's all your fault.
but you know what I saw? I saw the trash truck like picking up the blue bin and dumping it in the truck, and then picking up the green bin and
Wait a
dumping it in the truck.
minute.
Wait
So that
a
makes it feel kind of like
second.
recycling is like an exercise in futility.
Yeah. I mean,
Because I thought it was being separated.
I thought it was being separated, but I saw it all going into the same truck. You know, like,
No fair.
are they like, do you think there's a guy sitting in the back of that trash truck, like separating everything real fast? I mean, and I thought
Shitty
it's a gross,
job.
dirty job that
But
somebody's got to do it.
he's not doing
But
that. No, no,
no,
no, no, no, no.
I think it's all getting mixed up together. And
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
it
okay,
is.
well, why did I spend all that time and effort recycling? Not that I actually really do because I know better. But all those other people, they're spending all this effort to recycle into
Oh my God,
separate bins,
to the
but
point where it's like obsessive compulsive, like, oh my God, that napkin can totally go in
that's
recycling.
got to be recycled.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I just blew my nose on it, but okay, whatever. But I think, yeah, you're right. People are like obsessive
They're
about it.
obsessive and they want everything
And what if
separated.
that's the whole point? But really, it's not getting separated.
It's not,
And
trust me, it's not.
where's our trash going?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, after, so I kind of knew about a lot of this trash stuff for a while, but seeing it firsthand was really something else. 'Cause I mean, I saw him do it at one house and I thought, oh, maybe like, you know, those people had a note on their trash can or something that said, oh, we had a lot of like recycles this week, so we just had to put them in two. But then I saw him do it at a second house, a third house. I was stuck behind this truck for like a mile and he did it at every house. So it was obviously not being separated. So you were asking, where does it go? Well, you know what? I saw a video that was really gross. Did you know that they ship our trash and our recycle? They ship it overseas.
I didn't know they shipped our trash. I did hear that our e-waste or like computer stuff, we just like send it to China.
Yeah, well,
And they're like, this is toxic. You guys
you
take it.
take it. They do the same thing with recycle. They just ship it over. I saw this beach in the Philippines. It was just like covered in just all
What if
the
that's
recycle
the
stuff.
point? What if that's the
Ooh.
point? Like, they go create, I heard David Icke talking about this whole concept of they create a problem and then they act like they're the saviors to fix the
Oh,
problem.
yeah.
So maybe that's like they're creating an environmental disaster because I think to
A
the
climate
people,
crisis.
like, and that's what they're going to say. They're going to go, look at the climate crisis. You dirty human, you need to clamp down on your lifestyle even more.
So now you need to not only do recycle in the blue can, but now we've got compost for you.
Compost too.
Oh my
You only
gosh.
get mean a couple times a week because look at what's going on over here. Look at what we're creating over here on purpose. And it's your fault. It's like, wait a minute, I don't know. I thought we had this all figured out a long time ago, like how to
I know.
deal with trash, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, so like my mom got this little bin dropped off at her house not too long ago, and it was like, actually, I got one too, but I think I threw it in the recycle bin. But it was a thing that said that you have to compost. Like you're supposed to keep this dirty little bin, I guess, under your kitchen sink and throw all your like scraps and like banana peels and stuff in there. And
Yeah.
then that's supposed to go out once a week. And then I guess so the trash guy can dump that in the same truck that he's
Of
dumping the other
course.
two things in.
Like, you know, they're just separating. They're like, wait, that's compost.
That's
You
a
know,
banana peel that goes in
there's
the
no way.
other.
There's
Yeah.
no way.
I mean,
Everything is being just put into one big truck and then shipped off to the Philippines. And
yeah.
we're just like, here. And then why do we like not care about them? Like they're just like
I know.
excess superfluous populations over there.
They don't matter.
You
Who
know?
cares about their beaches,
And
you
I
know?
also noticed like we have all these like environmental regulations on America, but like China and India just dump their trash into rivers. And it's just like disgusting. They dump so much trash into rivers that it created like a plastic island in the Pacific Ocean. Have you heard about this?
I have.
Where it's just like this big swirling thing of McDonald's
This,
cups and just
yeah.
like in, and dolphins are like, you know, it's like just gnarly.
Might create like a whole new breed of species, you
They're
know,
like
living off of
plastic,
plastic.
they're like hybrid, like Lego dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to that thing? And he's like, I'm mostly plastic now.
I'm recycled.
I'm recycled.
But you know, how efficient
That's
is
weird.
that though?
That's
To
weird.
how efficient is that to load up a whole huge ship and
It's not.
send it? I mean, that's
It's
supposed to
kind of like John
save
Kerry.
the
It's kind of like John Kerry, like taking a private jet to go talk about climate change. It's like, it
he's
doesn't make
important.
sense. But that's his, yeah,
He's
I'm an
important.
important person,
Yeah.
but you don't, you do what I say, not what I do. But I think that's right. It's not about efficiency. There's something weird going on where it's like we're failing on purpose as a human, as a humanity, as a species.
Well, do you think it could be, you know, something to feed into the climate hysteria,
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
maybe the images, you know, like
right?
if we just go dump all our crap over there and create an environmental disaster, and then we get some footage of it,
Right.
we can show it to liberal Karens and just say, it's your fault. And you need to tell everybody else that they need to be more austere in their lifestyle.
They need to separate their plastics from their other stuff,
Well, I
recycle.
remember Obama one time was like, everybody can't have air conditioning. It's like,
You
okay, well then who's gonna
can have it, but
me
everybody
personally,
else
I can,
can't.
but I mean we just can't have everybody have an air conditioning. The world can't handle everybody having air conditioning. It's like, I don't know about that. Why do we have to have, see, that's another thing that these environmentalists kind of impose on us is this kind of scarcity mentality. Like there's just not enough for you and me.
Right.
So you have
There's enough for me,
there's enough for me, but
but not for
unfortunately,
all of you.
we've decided that you're unreliable. So
Because, you know, all that fossil fuel that we've
you
like
think
found
things that
200
are
million
kind of
years.
different than me, so I think you just don't get to eat anymore.
Except for bugs.
You can
You
have
can have the
bugs.
bugs.
Yes. Well, I think this is kind of going in. I think this, if I was to kind of piece this together, I could be wrong. Like I always say, I don't know this for a fact, but could it be that they're creating an environmental disaster over there with our trash in order to take footage of it and then show it to people on YouTube videos and make them feel more guilt?
Dirty.
Because it's like a guilt trip. It's
Yeah.
like you live.
Yeah. You, how dare you? Yeah. How dare
You
you?
exist. Exactly. Greta just going, how dare you exist? I can't believe it. It's like, well, I live. I'm sorry. I got to drink water and eat food. I'm sorry.
Feeds into that whole climate hysteria. And like, I think it's a big effort to control us too, you know, like if they can get
Everything
everybody,
is.
yeah, if they can get everybody like thinking they have to separate their trash and, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to ruin the environment and the climate is falling apart and everything else, you
Oh,
know.
and then how about that fact that you can't win? Because even though you've been a good little Cult member,
Recycler.
you've been a good little cult member. You have even put all of your potato peels into a bag for compost, and you put even like you wiped your ass and missed the toilet, but it got recycled. You know, it you've been so diligent about it, but you're still failing.
Oh, yeah.
You're still a dirty human. Look at what's going on in the Philippines. You need to do more. I think that's what it is.
I think it's, yeah, to make people think that they're bad, dirty,
You're falling
and
short.
you're falling short
You're
and
consuming too much.
consuming too much, right? And everything has to be controlled. I think
We
that's
can't
it.
have you just living. Ugh. You live your life. You need to stop living. Can you just do
You
that?
need more rules.
I think what they need me to do is just take a shotgun and blow my head off. And then they go, good little cult member. You're no longer here. That's best.
Yeah.
We get to just now, we're not even going to bury your body because that might take up land. We're just going to burn you.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Did you? That kind of makes me think about, I heard about some plan for like burying dead bodies into the ground for like fertilizer or
Yeah,
something.
they
Did
do
you
that.
hear about that?
Yes, it's legal in
Ew.
Washington and Oregon. So if you get your oranges from up there, I don't know if they grow
It's
oranges out
like
there, but
Soylent
it's total Soylent Green. They're take
That's
so they've
gnarly.
liquidated corpses
Ew.
and they've put it into the irrigation, and it's like
That doesn't
nothing to
sound
see
healthy.
here.
That can't be good for you, right?
Some justification for it. It's like, well, the carbon of the dead
He's giving his
bodies.
carbon back to the earth.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that kind of also plays into this whole mentality. Like, they don't assign any extraordinary value to humans. Like,
Right.
humans are just ants
Expendable.
on a big rock. We had a big bang somewhere 4 trillion years ago. And your life is just some random just phenomena.
Meaningless
It's
thing.
meaningless. As a matter of fact, you're kind of a virus.
You're
Could you do
useless
a favor and take a shot and die?
eater.
It's the best thing to do. Like, I think that's kind of what they want us to do. Like, if that's the case though, dude, Bill Gates, like pour gasoline on yourself and just light yourself on
I
fire.
know. I
And we'll
mean,
just live stream it and you what everybody will just watch and go, what a good guy. He cares about the environment.
he wants to reduce the population. He could
He wants
start
me to be
with one.
reduced.
He could
Yeah.
start with one.
Be the first,
You be a
lead
leader,
by
Bill. Be
example.
a leader, Bill.
Exactly. But see, it's like imposed on me. Like, I think that might be what's going on with the trash thing. That might be what's going on. They create these environmental disasters so they can guilt trip you into you need to be more austere. Now, God, with your stupid air conditioning,
Oh, yeah.
how dare you want to be comfortable in your house? Like, yeah, I do.
And put your banana peels in the other bucket. Not for your garden,
Yeah.
but for like the trash truck.
Stop eating. Why do you have to eat? Why can't you just starve to death? Hurry up. I almost think that's kind of like the tenor of their messaging. But
Right.
it's they keep creating these environmental disasters to like guilt trip you because they want you to sitting there watching YouTube videos and just going, oh my
Oh my
God. And
God, we're ruining the planet.
then Greta just like throwing tomato soup on pieces of art. And it's like, we have to do something now. And they keep like trying to convince all these like brainwashed little 20-year-old girls, like, we've already reached a tipping point. You ever heard this term?
No,
It's a tipping point.
Well, how many times have they said that?
We already hit it in
Didn't
99.
it happen in like the 70s, and then like it was supposed to like the 80s were gonna like some disaster was gonna
The
happen, and
tipping point is
the world
really
was gonna
big.
end,
The
and
tipping point is like several decades long, but it's still a tipping point.
Well, it could be like 100 million years.
It could be 100 million
You know
years,
what I
but it's
mean?
still a tipping point. What you need to know is act now.
Totally.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that kind of pertains to well, I don't know. Do you think that we should talk about how that pertains to globalism, or should we leave that for next episode?
Well, that's
Involved.
pretty deep dive, but I mean, all of it kind of does pertain to globalism. So, you know,
I think
I think.
the way that it kind of pertains to globalism is like we just go and dump our trash in some other country's area.
Yeah, it's like sweeping stuff under the rug. we're just going to sweep the recycles.
I know they
over
do that
the
with
Philippines.
e-trash too. Like, oh, here's because like you were talking about in the last episode, like, oh, well, my computer just like stopped working. You know, I bought it like 6 years ago. It worked fine. Then all
Shelf
of a
life.
Sudden it started making a weird noise and now I can't download any new software. So now I have to, what am I going to do? Am I going to keep my computer in my garage ad infinitum? No, I'm done with this. So they have like e-waste where you can go and they take care of your e-waste for you. But what they do is they take your e-waste and then they put it on these big container ships out of Long Beach and just take your crap off to China and just dump it in China. And then I've heard that they send like 12-year-old child labor and they have to go and like get the minerals out of your computer. And then the rest of it just goes and leaches into the soil. And,
ew.
But they're like, let that be over there. And then what they do is then they say, oh, but by the way, you're a bad person because your e-waste is causing these problems. It's like, well, I didn't know. I mean, why don't we just like...
Why did you sell me that e-waste in the first place?
That you made me buy more e-waste.
You told me to get the latest version.
I have to keep up with the Joneses with my e-waste.
I've been happy with like my first iPhone, but I have five because you kept...
Oh my God. I would have been stoked on my Nokia from 2004. I don't care.
They're making the e-waste.
They
are making it because they make you have to keep getting newer and better and the latest and greatest.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why it's like that. I can't help but think that this has something to do with guilt tripping you into believing that you're a bad, dirty human and your eating is just totally ruining the world.
Totally.
I think that's where they want people thinking. Because I see some of these cult members and they're walking around with like just like this look on their face, like, I am such a dirty virus.
Mm-hmm.
I need to exterminate myself. And they're just totally drinking the Kool-Aid because I don't believe that we have to exterminate ourselves. I'm somebody who personally believes that we can find solutions to all of this.
Exactly.
Especially if we all work together globally, mm-hmm. we can totally find very efficient, awesome solutions. Like coal. Like they're always talking about, oh, we can't keep burning coal.
Right.
But China can build like 100 a month or something like that, coal plants.
Yeah. And I mean, look at how long the fossil fuels lasted already. I mean, 200 million years or more. So
we know that from Half-Life.
We know that. We discussed that already.
Well, the thing I'm thinking is like, okay, well, then why? Why do we have to always be finding new alternatives? Why can't we just solve the problems that we have? We have solutions in our hands, but it's always like, no, that solution doesn't work. And if you propose a solution, it's always like, no, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And why is everything going over to China? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I think China just does not care about their environment at all.
Oh, no, they don't.
Because like coal, for instance, we can burn what they call perfect coal, where we can burn coal and there's nothing going into the environment. They completely capture all of the emissions and turn and like reuse it. Like they have the technology to make it completely clean.
Yeah, it's probably way better for the environment than all those lithium batteries that are in all the electric cars.
So it's like we're failing on purpose. We're failing on purpose and we're being driven by our behavior. And
have you ever noticed that all of these so-called improvements that they make and these like rules and everything that they want to put into place end up backfiring? And they end up being like not as good as the way it was before.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like my phone is crappier than the one I had before.
Yeah. And they're like, you know how they wanted to make everybody get rid of their gas stoves. And, you know, like if you're a cook, if you like to cook, you don't want to cook on an electric stove. But all of those elite people, they all have their gas stoves. And, you know, it's like they remember how they like, I don't know if this is the case in all the states, but they made up this rule about toilets could only be like 3 gallons of flush or something. You got to flush it like 3 times. It's stupid. It's like,
But that's the way my mom's washer
you
is
know,
too. She's got one of those eco
oh
washers,
yeah, they suck.
and it sucks.
They
And it's like,
totally suck.
I
The
gotta
dry,
wash my shirt again.
so like the dryer, we had to get a new washer dryer. Like I think it was about a year ago. The dryer, I wish I would have kept the old one because it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And but you know, I was like, well, I got to get the matching set. Okay, so I sold the dryer for like $100 or something to somebody, and I get this new matching set. The washer kind of sucks. The dryer doesn't dry, and you got to try to trick it. Like if you put it on like a certain setting, it won't dry. So you got to trick it into like timed dry or something, and it's still, this clothes are still wet. And I'm like, okay, it's supposed
Why?
to be efficient. They don't want you to use the energy, but who's going to wear wet clothes? Are you going to go to bed on wet sheets? Like it's just dumb. So you end up using more trying to,
You
you
know what
know,
I think that kind of pertains to is they don't want us having the lifestyle that like
like
our
they
mom
have.
and dad had or they have.
Yeah.
Like if you look at like our mom and dad's, like think about what they had in the 50s and the 60s.
They had washers and dryers that worked.
That single family. Well, like you were talking about like your grandma's
The
fridge,
fridge, it's still
70
going.
years old, just
Yeah.
works perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These days, you buy a new fridge, it's probably going to go out soon.
Oh, yeah. It's going to last like 3 years max.
Yeah, and it's going to be like $1,500 for a new one. It's your fault. But I think what's going on is they don't want us enjoying the lifestyle that we've had. I think it's like all of the things that we're talking about in this episode is kind of like we want you to understand that you cannot consume the way that you've always been consuming.
Yeah.
You're a dirty human, you're a virus. You need to be austere. You get bugs, you get a 15-minute city, you get to live in a coffin apartment, you put on your VR goggles and you shut up, you dirty human.
That's what they
I
want.
think
And
that's
I
what it
think they're
all
kind of training and guiding like the younger generation into thinking that that's a cool way to be,
is.
like,
Well,
you know, with the VR goggles.
going back to your original thing about why is the recycling going in with the trash? I thought we recycled. I thought I would almost expect like a different truck, like a blue truck to
Yeah.
come by. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like it's like a whole different truck going to a whole different department. We're the recycling department,
Yeah.
you know? And like even like a compost truck, like one guy cruising around, he's like,
Yeah.
I'm taking this over to the, you
To the
know,
garden, the
to
local
the
garden.
garden. Yeah, here's the compost. You know, like why is it like one truck does it all? We're supposed to just realize that, oh yeah, but it's still being separated. So what's going on there? I think what's going on there is they're creating crisis. They're creating a crisis with our trash.
Dare they?
So that Greta can become brainwashed with images of how horrible it is. And I can understand if you're 20 and you're going, look at what they've done to our planet.
Yeah.
And then they go, guess who your enemy is? It's you and all of your family.
And
You
your
guys are dirty.
trash.
You're
Your trash.
trash. And you guys drive your cars and you eat meat. You just suck. You suck. And that's kind of the gist of it, you know?
Totally.
That's why I've learned to just be like, you know what? I'm not going to internalize you guys's like disapproval of me because I think that's kind of what it is. Like, just by virtue of me existing, they disapprove.
Right.
And I think that that's coming down from the top because, you know, if you look back at like the 1600s, the cult wanted to use labor. They liked having slaves. Now they don't need slaves. So now we're just the useless eaters that
Right.
need to be exterminated.
And they'll have robots to do most of it.
And I think it's hard to exterminate us. I think there's far too
You
many.
know, I think, yeah.
We're like a cockroach infestation that's gone all through the house. And they're like,
They're like, damn, we need a bigger can of Raid.
yeah. And they're like, well, you know, we can't just tent the house
Yeah.
because that's going to
Right.
destroy some of the things that we want to keep.
Right.
So we
And
have
we
to
need a
figure
few
out.
cockroaches because, you know,
We need a couple
they
of them.
need to do some chores for us.
Yeah, so they have like you can almost see like the cult sitting around going, how do we solve this? We need to exterminate like a lot of these people.
Like 90%.
Yeah, like down to about 500 million, but even probably less than that. So what are we gonna do? And I think like that's when they're just like, well, Malthus, he just was like, you just corral them into ghettos, and then they're all trapped like rats, and then you just exterminate them. It's like, and they're going, keep talking.
15-minute cities.
I like where you're
Ding,
going.
ding,
That's what I think it is. I think 15-minute cities need to be kind of translated. Like when you hear that, it's ghetto.
Right.
Think ghetto.
Yeah, because not everybody wants to live in a ghetto, you know, so they got to make it sound cool. So
Yeah.
they're making it out to be like, oh, it's a cool place. You know, you can live and shop and you're right there all together and you don't have to really go anywhere. And then you can go back to your little apartment and put your VR goggles on
We
and
got hot tub, we got pool, but that's
yeah.
going to become gross and
Of
disgusting.
yeah, with the cockroaches.
Once they have, exactly, once they have all of us into these 15-minute cities,
Corralled.
if I was a gambling man, I would say they're going to become really lame then.
Yeah.
They're going to stop being nice, and there's not going to be a subway there.
And you know what? They're going to turn into ghettos.
They're going to be ghettos. There's going to be crime. You're going to be living by a bunch of like gangs. And there's going to be a bunch of spray paint, and you're going to kind of be terrified to go walk your dog, even.
You're going to be like, but when I moved in, it was a 15-minute city. It was really cool.
I had my dog.
There
Like,
was a pool.
they're going to be like, no dogs. Dogs consume
Now people are
carbon.
bathing in the
Exactly. Some guy, hey, come on, you can jump in. It's like, I don't think I want it at this point. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I have a feeling that once they get us corralled into these 15-minute cities, it's not going to be nice. We're not going to be going, this is bad. No. It's going to be like, this is a nightmare. I feel
Yeah.
like I'm in a prison.
Totally. But you know what I wonder? Sometimes I think that some people, you know, like you know how you talk about the Matrix a lot? Like
Yes.
the blue pill. I picture like the blue pill people. Like I think a lot of them might just be hanging out in their little 15-minute city and thinking it's kind of cool.
Well, that's what
You
the
know?
VR goggles are. The VR goggles are the blue pill.
Yeah.
So you go sit in your fit, you go sit in your coffin apartment, you order food delivered to your house with one
Yeah.
of those apps.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much it costs because you're on some kind of a universal basic income,
Right.
and your whole life is in this VR. And yeah, you're on the blue pill, so you know it's fake, but that's kind of the that there's a there's one line in the Matrix that I love. It's when Cypher, the bad guy, takes a bite of the steak and he's meeting with the agent, right? And the agent is like the bad guys. And they're making a deal with him. If he turns over the freedom fighters and tells where they're at, then he'll get injected back into the Matrix with lots of power and lots of money. And so he takes a bite of steak and he goes, ignorance is bliss. And I think that's what those people would say. Because if you're living in that, if you've already been trapped by that and you've already been ensnared, then of course you don't want to
You don't
hear,
want to hear about what's really
you don't want to
real.
listen to our show.
No.
Our show is going to make you so mad.
Yeah, and instead of like realizing like, okay, there's power in numbers, like if we all start realizing what's happening and we
Yeah.
start resisting it, then, you know, we don't have to let these things happen. But I think a lot of people just like, they don't want to hear
That's like that kid at 31 Flavors during COVID when I refused to
it.
put on my mask. I was like, dude, you're contributing to the tyranny. I don't care. Okay.
Put
All
your
right.
mask on or no ice cream for
No
you.
ice cream for you. You're gonna have to get out. I'll call the cops. And I
God.
think that's kind of where it's at. You know, it's like they don't wanna hear it because what might happen is they'll have to go, wow, I've been guzzling the Kool-Aid. Like what I was thinking, I was on my way to meet you today, and I was thinking this one line. I was like, "Put down the Kool-Aid. Just put it down for a second."
That's a good one.
I think maybe people need to just for a second,
Yeah.
put down the Kool-Aid,
Yeah.
because they're just sitting there within their hand like it's their lifeline. The Kool-Aid is their lifeline.
But you know what? When you put it down, put it in the recycle bin.
That's right. Because you're drinking the Kool-Aid that's telling you that that's being a good little human.
Okay.
Well, this was more, there was more to unpack here than I thought.
Well, you know, when you start talking about trash, it can get pretty dirty.
That's right. We got down and dirty.
Yeah.
What's on docket for our next time?
Well, I think you kind of mentioned it, but I think a rabbit hole that could go on and on and on is this whole globalism thing that's happening. I think we need to start getting into that.
Yeah, I think we do. You know,
That's all part of the big plan.
well, you know, things are just looking weird from the North American corridor.
I know.
I'm starting to just kind of feel like we don't live in a country anymore. We don't live in a state. We don't live in a county. We don't live in a city. We live in the North American corridor.
We live in a continent.
We live on a continent. And we're all guided, we're all governed by one central state.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I think that's going to be, that
Let's
is.
Let's talk about that next time.
That's good.
Let's go down that rabbit hole.
Well, that was awesome.
Okay.
All right. Firefly. Okay. Bye. Let's talk soon. You butterfly, what's up?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm so excited to be doing another episode with you.
So am I. You know, our last episode was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mattresses and stuff.
Yeah.
I noticed something kind of weird when I was driving down the road recently.
Yes.
I was on this long road. I happened to be on, in one of our nearby towns. And it was like, it's a long, just single lane road.
Yes.
Or double lane, I guess. I mean,
yes.
And I got stuck behind a trash truck.
And so you were able to observe and report.
You know how I like observe things,
well, and everything kind of begs to be observed now. You're just I'm seeing strange things going on here.
Yeah.
So what was the strange thing
that I saw? Well, at first I was like annoyed because, you know, I'm stuck behind this trash truck and he's stopping at every house to
pick up
the
trash. Some of the debris is like on your car. Like,
yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be stuck here for like 2 miles. But it's interesting what I noticed, because you know how they've been teaching us that we need to recycle and we have like our separate bin, you know, we have the separate bins for the recycling and everything. And
You're a dirty human.
You're a dirty human. And we need to like turn our plastic bottles into jackets and stuff. So
it's all your fault.
But you know what I saw? I saw the trash truck like picking up the blue bin and dumping it in the truck. And then picking up the green bin and dumping it. Wait a second.
So that makes it feel kind of like recycling is like an exercise in futility.
Yeah. I mean,
because I thought it was being separated.
I thought it was being separated, but I saw it all going into the same truck. You know, like,
no,
are they like, do you think there's a guy sitting in the back of that trash truck, like separating everything real fast? I mean, and I
that's
thought,
a shitty job.
It's a gross, dirty job that somebody's got to do it.
But he's not doing that. No, 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 no.
I think it's all getting mixed up together.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, why did I spend all that time and effort recycling? Not that I actually really do, because I know better. But all those other people, they're spending all this effort to recycle into separate bins.
To the point where it's like obsessive compulsive, like, oh my God, that napkin can totally go to recycle.
That's got to be recycled.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I just blew my nose on it, but okay, whatever. You know, but I think, yeah, you're right. People are like obsessive about it.
Obsessive, and they want everything separated.
And what if that's the whole point?
Yeah.
But really, it's not getting separated.
It's not.
Where's our trash going?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, I kind of knew about a lot of this trash stuff for a while, but seeing it firsthand was really something else. Cause I mean, I saw him do it at one house and I thought, maybe like, you know, those people had a note on their trash can or something that said, oh, we had a lot of like recycles this week, so we just had to put them in two. But then I saw him do it at a second house, a third house. I was stuck behind this truck for like a mile and he did it at every house. So it was obviously not being separated. So you were asking, where does it go?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I saw a video that was really gross. Did you know that they ship our trash and our recycle? They ship it overseas.
I didn't know they shipped our trash. I did hear that our e-waste or like computer stuff, we just like send it to China.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like, this is toxic. You guys take it.
They do the same thing with recycle. They just ship it over. I saw this beach in the Philippines. It was just like covered in just all the recycle.
What if that's the point? What if that's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Like they go create, I heard David Icke talking about this whole concept of, they create a problem and then they act like they're the saviors to fix the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's like they're creating an environmental disaster because I think to
a
the
climate
people,
crisis.
like, and that's what they're going to say. They're going to go, look at the climate crisis, you dirty human. You need to clamp down on your lifestyle even more.
So now you need to not only do recycle in the blue can, but now we've got compost for you.
Compost too.
Oh my
You only
gosh.
get mean a couple times a week because look at what's going on over here. Look at what we're creating over here on purpose. And it's your fault. It's like, wait a minute. I don't know. I thought we had this all figured out a long time ago, like how to
I know.
deal with trash, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, so like my mom got this little bin dropped off at her house not too long ago, and it was like, actually, I got one too, but I think I threw it in the recycle bin. But it was a thing that said that you have to compost. Like you're supposed to keep this dirty little bin, I guess, under your kitchen sink and throw all your like scraps and like banana peels and stuff in there. And then that's supposed to go out once a week. And then I guess so the trash guy can dump that in the same truck that he's
Of
dropping the other
course.
two things in.
Like, you know, they're just separating. They're like, wait, that's compost.
That's
You
a
know,
banana peel that goes in the
there's
other.
no way. There's
Yeah.
no way.
I mean,
Everything is being just put into one big truck and then shipped off to the Philippines. And
yeah.
we're just like, here. And then why do we like not care about them? Like, they're just like
I know.
excess superfluous populations over there.
They don't matter.
You
Who
know?
cares about their beaches,
And
you
I
know?
also noticed like we have all these like environmental regulations on America, but like China and India just dump their trash into rivers. And it's just like disgusting. They dump so much trash into rivers that it created like a plastic island in the Pacific Ocean. Have you heard about this?
I have.
Where it's just like this big swirling thing of McDonald's
This,
cups and just
yeah.
like in, and dolphins are like, you know, it's like just gnarly.
Might create like a whole new breed of species, you
They're
know,
like
living off of
plastic,
plastic.
they're like hybrid, like Lego dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to that thing? He's like, I'm mostly plastic now.
I'm recycled.
I'm recycled.
But you know, how efficient
That's
is
weird.
that though?
That's
To
weird.
how efficient is that to load up a whole huge ship and
It's not.
send it? I mean, that's
It's
supposed to
kind of like John
save
Kerry.
the
It's kind of like John Kerry, like taking a private jet to go talk about climate change. It's like, it
he's
doesn't make
important.
sense. But that's his, yeah.
He's
I'm an
important.
important person,
Yeah.
but you do what I say, not what I do. But I think that's right. It's not about efficiency. There's something weird going on where it's like we're failing on purpose as a human, as a humanity, as a species.
Well, do you think it could be, you know, something to feed into the climate hysteria?
Yeah,
You
well,
know,
maybe the images, you know, like
right?
if we just go dump all our crap over there and create an environmental disaster, and then we get some footage of it,
Right.
we can show it to liberal Karens and just say, it's your fault. And you need to tell everybody else that they need to be more austere in their lifestyle.
They need to separate their plastics from their other stuff.
Well, I
Recycle.
remember Obama one time was like, everybody can't have air conditioning. It's like,
You
okay, well then who's gonna
can have it, but
me
everybody
personally,
else
I can,
can't.
but I mean we just can't have everybody have an air conditioning. The world can't handle everybody having air conditioning. It's like, I don't know about that. Why do we have to have, see, that's another thing that these environmentalists kind of impose on us is this kind of scarcity mentality. Like there's just not enough for you and me.
Right.
So you have
There's enough for me,
there's enough for me, but
but not for
unfortunately,
all of you.
we've decided that you're unreliable. So
Because, you know, all that fossil fuel that we've
you
like
think
found
things that
200
are
million
kind of
years.
different than me, so I think you just don't get to eat anymore.
Except for bugs.
You can
You
have
can have the
bugs,
bugs.
yes. Well, I think this is kind of going in. I think this, if I was to kind of piece this together, I could be wrong. Like I always say, I don't know this for a fact, but could it be that they're creating an environmental disaster over there with our trash in order to take footage of it and then show it to people on YouTube videos and make them feel more guilt?
Dirty.
Because it's like a guilt trip. It's
Yeah.
like you live.
Yeah. You, how dare you? Yeah. How dare
You
you?
exist. Exactly. Greta just going, how dare you exist? I can't believe it. It's like, well, I live. I'm sorry. I got to drink water and eat food. I'm sorry.
Feeds into that whole climate hysteria. And like, I think it's a big it's a big effort to control us too, you know, like if they can get
Everything
everybody,
is.
yeah, if they can get everybody like thinking they have to separate their trash and, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to ruin the environment and the climate is falling apart and everything else, you know.
Oh, and then how about that fact that you can't win? Because even though you've been a good little cult member, you've been a good little cult member, you have even put all of your potato peels into a bag for compost, and you put even like you wiped your ass and missed the toilet, but it got recycled. You know, it you've been so diligent about it, but you're still failing.
Oh, yeah.
You're still a dirty human. Look at what's going on in the Philippines. You need to do more. I think that's what it is.
Think it is. I think it's, yeah, to make people think that they're bad, dirty,
You're falling
and
short.
you're falling short
You're
and
consuming too much.
consuming too much, right? And everything has to be controlled. I think
We
that's
can't
it.
have you just living. Ugh. You live your life. You need to stop living. Can you just do
You
that?
need more rules.
I think what they need me to do is just take a shotgun and blow my head off. And then they go, good little cult member. You're no longer here. That's best.
Yeah.
We get to just now, we're not even going to bury your body because that might take up land. We're just going to burn you.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Did you? That kind of makes me think about, I heard about some plan for like burying dead bodies into the ground for like fertilizer or
Yeah,
something.
they
Did
do
you
that.
hear about that?
Yes, it's legal in
Ew.
Washington and Oregon. So if you get your oranges from up there, I don't know if they grow
It's
oranges out
like
there, but
Soylent
it's total soil and green. They're take
That's
so they've
gnarly.
liquidated corpses
Ew.
and they've put it into the irrigation, and it's like
That doesn't
nothing to
sound
see
healthy.
here.
That can't be good for you, right?
Some justification for it. It's like, well, the carbon of the dead
He's giving his
bodies.
carbon back to the earth.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that kind of also plays into this whole mentality. Like, they don't assign any extraordinary value to humans. Like,
Right.
humans are just ants
Expendable.
on a big rock. We had a big bang somewhere 4 trillion years ago, and your life is just some random just phenomena.
Meaningless
It's
thing.
meaningless. As a matter of fact, you're kind of a virus.
You're a
Could you do
useless
a favor and take a shot and die?
eater.
It's the best thing to do. Like, I think that's kind of what they want us to do. Like, if that's the case, though, dude, Bill Gates, like, pour gasoline on yourself and just light yourself on
I
fire,
know. I
and we'll
mean,
just live stream it, and you what everybody will just watch and go, what a good guy. He cares about the environment.
he wants to reduce the population. He could
He wants
start
me to be
with one.
reduced.
He could start with one.
Be the
You
first,
be a
lead
leader,
by
Bill. Be
example.
a leader, Bill.
Exactly. But see, it's like imposed on me. Like, I think that might be what's going on with the trash thing. That might be what's going on. They create these environmental disasters so they can guilt trip you into you need to be more austere. Now, God, with your stupid air conditioning,
Oh, yeah.
how dare you want to be comfortable in your house? Like, yeah, I do.
And put your banana peels in the other bucket, not for your garden,
Yeah.
but for like the trash truck.
Stop eating. Why do you have to eat? Why can't you just starve to death? Hurry up. I almost think that's kind of like the tenor of their messaging. But
Right.
it's they keep creating these environmental disasters to like guilt trip you because they want you to sit in there watching YouTube videos and just going, oh my
Oh my
God. And
God, we're ruining
then Greta just like throwing tomato soup on pieces of art. And it's like, we have to do something now. And they keep like trying to convince all these like brainwashed little 20-year-old girls, like, we've already reached a tipping point. You ever heard this term?
No,
It's a tipping point.
Well, how many times have they said that?
We already hit it in
Didn't
99.
it happen in like the 70s, and then like it was supposed to like the 80s were gonna like some disaster was gonna
The
happen, and
tipping point is
the world
really
was gonna
big.
end,
The
and
tipping point is like several decades long, but it's still a tipping point.
Well, it could be like 100 million years.
It could be 100 million
You know
years,
what I
but it's still
mean?
a tipping point. What you need to know is act now.
Totally.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that kind of pertains to well, I don't know. Do you think that we should talk about how that pertains to globalism, or should we leave that for next episode?
Well, that's
Involved.
pretty deep dive, but I mean, all of it kind of does pertain to globalism. So, you know,
I think the way that it kind of pertains to globalism is like we just go and dump our trash in some other country's area.
Yeah, it's like sweeping stuff under the rug. We're just going to sweep the recycles.
I know they
over
do that with e-trash too. Like, oh, here's because like you were talking about in the last episode. Like, oh, well, my computer just like stopped working. You know, I bought it like 6 years ago. It worked fine. Then all of a sudden it started making a weird noise and now I can't download any new software. So now I have to, what am I going to do? Am I going to keep my computer in my garage ad infinitum? No, I'm done with this. So they have like e-waste where you can go and they take care of your e-waste for you. But what they do is they take your e-waste and then they put it on these big container ships out of Long Beach and just take your crap off to China and just dump it in China. And then I've heard that they send like 12-year-old child raver and they have to go and like get the minerals out of your computer. And then the rest of it just goes and leaches into the soil. And,
ew.
But they're like, let that be over there. And then what they do is then they say, oh, but by the way, you're a bad person because your e-waste is causing these problems. It's like, well, I didn't know. I mean, why don't we just like...
Why did you sell me that e-waste in the first place?
That you made me buy more e-waste.
Told me to get the latest version.
I have to keep up with the Joneses with my e-waste.
I've been happy with like my first iPhone, but I have five because you kept...
Oh my God. I would have been stoked on my Nokia from 2004. I don't care.
They're making the e-waste.
They
are making it because they make you have to keep getting newer and better and the latest and greatest.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why it's like that. I can't help but think that this has something to do with guilt tripping you into believing that you're a bad, dirty human and your eating is just totally ruining the world.
Totally.
I think that's where they want people thinking. Because I see some of these cult members and they're walking around with like just like this look on their face, like I am such a dirty virus.
Mm-hmm.
I need to exterminate myself. And they're just totally drinking the Kool-Aid because I don't believe that we have to exterminate ourselves. I'm somebody who personally believes that we can find solutions to all of this.
Exactly.
Especially if we all work together globally, mm-hmm. we can totally find very efficient, awesome solutions. Like coal. Like they're always talking about, oh, we can't keep burning coal.
Right.
But China can build like 100 a month or something like that, coal plants.
Yeah. And I mean, look at how long the fossil fuels lasted already. I mean, 200 million years or more. So
we know that from Half-Life.
We know that. We discussed that already.
Well, the thing I'm thinking is like, okay, well, then why? Why do we have to always be finding new alternatives? Why can't we just solve the problems that we have? We have solutions in our hands, but it's always like, no, that solution doesn't work. And if you propose a solution, it's always like, no, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And why is everything going over to China? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I think China just does not care about their environment at all.
Oh, no, they don't.
Because like coal, for instance, we can burn what they call perfect coal, where we can burn coal and there's nothing going into the environment. They completely capture all of the emissions and turn and like reuse it. Like they have the technology to make it completely clean.
Yeah, it's probably way better for the environment than all those lithium batteries that are in all the electric cars.
So it's like those we're failing on purpose. We're failing on purpose and we're being driven by our behavior. And
have you ever noticed that all of these so-called improvements that they make and these like rules and everything that they want to put into place end up backfiring? And they end up being like not as good as the way it was before.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like my phone is crappier than the one I had before.
Yeah. And they're like, you know how they wanted to make everybody get rid of their gas stoves. And, you know, like if you're a cook, if you like to cook, you don't want to cook on an electric stove. But all of those elite people, they all have their gas stoves. And, you know, it's like they remember how they like, I don't know if this is the case in all the states, but they made up this rule about toilets could only be like 3 gallons of flush or something. You got to flush it like 3 times. It's stupid. It's like,
That's the way my mom's washer
you
is
know,
too. She's got one of those eco washers,
they suck.
and it sucks.
They
And it's like,
totally suck.
I
The
gotta
dry.
wash my shirt again.
So, like the dryer, we had to get a new washer dryer. Like, I think it was about a year ago. The dryer, I wish I would have kept the old one because it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And, but you know, I was like, well, I got to get the matching set. Okay. So I sold the dryer for like $100 or something to somebody. And I get this new matching set. The washer kind of sucks. The dryer doesn't dry. And you got to try to trick it. Like, if you put it on like a certain setting, it won't dry. So you got to trick it into like timed dry or something. And it's still, this clothes are still wet. And I'm like, okay, it's supposed
Why?
to be efficient. They don't want you to use the energy, but who's going to wear wet clothes? Are you going to go to bed on wet sheets? Like, it's just dumb. So you end up using more trying to,
You
you
know what
know,
I think that kind of pertains to is they don't want us having the lifestyle that like
like
our
they
mom and
have.
dad had or they have.
Yeah.
Like if you look at like our mom and dad's, like think about what they had in the 50s and the 60s.
They had washers and dryers that worked.
That single family. Well, like you were talking about like your grandma's
The
fridge,
fridge, it's still
70
going.
years old, just
Yeah.
works perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These days, you buy a new fridge, it's probably going to go out soon.
Oh, yeah. It's going to last like 3 years max.
Yeah, and it's going to be like $1,500 for a new one. It's your fault. But I think what's going on is they don't want us enjoying the lifestyle that we've had. I think it's like all of the things that we're talking about in this episode is kind of like we want you to understand that you cannot consume the way that you've always been consuming.
Yeah.
You're a dirty human. You're a virus. You need to be austere. You get bugs. You get a 15-minute city. You get to live in a coffin apartment. You put on your VR goggles and you shut up, you dirty human.
That's what they
I
want.
think
And
that's
I
what it
think
all
they're
is.
kind of training and guiding like the younger generation into thinking that that's a cool way to be, like,
Well,
you know,
so going
with
back
the
to
VR
your.
goggles.
Going back to your original thing about why is the recycling going in with the trash? I thought we recycled. I thought I would almost expect like a different truck, like a blue truck to
Yeah.
come by. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like it's like a whole different truck going to a whole different department. We're the recycling department,
Yeah.
you know? And like even like a compost truck, like one guy cruising around, he's like,
Yeah.
I'm taking this over to the, you
To the
know,
garden, the
to
local
the
garden.
garden. Yeah, here's the compost, you know, like. Why is it like one truck does it all? We're supposed to just realize that, oh yeah, but it's still being separated. So what's going on there? I think what's going on there is they're creating crisis. They're creating a crisis with our trash.
Dare they?
So that Greta can become brainwashed with images of how horrible it is. And I can understand if you're 20 and you're going, look at what they've done to our planet.
Yeah.
And then they go, guess who your enemy is? It's you and all of your family.
And
You
your
guys are dirty.
trash.
You're
Your trash.
trash. And you guys drive your cars and you eat meat. You just suck. You suck. And that's kind of the gist of it, you know?
Totally.
That's why I've learned to just be like, you know what? I'm not going to internalize you guys's like disapproval of me because I think that's kind of what it is. Like, just by virtue of me existing, they disapprove.
Right.
And I think that that's coming down from the top because, you know, if you look back at like the 1600s, the cult wanted to use labor. They liked having slaves. Now they don't need slaves. So now we're just the useless eaters that
Right.
need to be exterminated.
And they'll have robots to do most of it.
And I think it's hard to exterminate us. I think there's far too
You
many.
know, I think, yeah.
We're like a cockroach infestation that's gone all through the house. And they're like,
They're like, damn, we need a bigger can of Raid.
yeah. And they're like, well, you know, we can't just tent the house
Yeah.
because that's going to
Right.
destroy some of the things that we want to keep.
Right.
So we
And
have
we
to
need a
figure
few
out.
cockroaches because, you know,
We need a couple
they
of them.
need to do some chores for us.
Yeah, so they have like you can almost see like the cult sitting around going, how do we solve this? We need to exterminate like a lot of these people.
Like 90%.
Yeah, like down to about 500 million, but even probably less than that. So what are we gonna do? And I think like that's when they're just like, well, Malthus, he just was like, you just corral them into ghettos, and then they're all trapped like rats, and then you just exterminate them. It's like, and they're going, keep talking.
15-minute cities.
I like where you're going. That's what I think it is. I think 15-minute cities need to be kind of translated. Like when you hear that, it's ghetto.
Right.
Think ghetto.
Yeah, because not everybody wants to live in a ghetto, you know, so they got to make it sound cool. So
Yeah.
they're making it out to be like, oh, it's a cool place, you know, you can live and shop and you're right there all together and you don't have to really go anywhere. And then you can go back to your little apartment and put your VR goggles on
We
and
got hot tub, we got pool, but that's
yeah.
going to become gross and
That's
disgusting.
yeah, with the cockroaches.
Once they have, exactly, once they have all of us into these 15-minute cities,
Corralled.
if I was a gambling man, I would say they're going to become really lame then.
Yeah.
They're going to stop being nice, and there's not going to be a subway there.
You know what? They're going to turn into ghettos.
They're going to be ghettos. There's going to be crime. You're going to be living by a bunch of like gangs. And there's going to be a bunch of spray paint, and you're going to kind of be terrified to go walk your dog, even.
You're going to be like, but when I moved in, it was a 15-minute city. It was really cool.
I had my dog.
There
Like,
was a pool.
they're going to be like, no dogs. Dogs consume
Now people are
carbon.
bathing in the
Exactly. Some guy, hey, come on, you can jump in. It's like, I don't think I want it at this point. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I have a feeling that once they get us corralled into these 15-minute cities, it's not going to be nice. We're not going to be going, bad. No. It's going to be like, this is a nightmare. I feel
Yeah.
like I'm in a prison.
Totally. But you know what I wonder? Sometimes I think that some people, you know, like you know how you talk about the Matrix a lot? Like the
Yes.
blue pill. I picture like the blue pill people. Like I think a lot of them might just be hanging out in their little 15-minute city and thinking it's kind of cool,
Well, that's what
you
the
know?
VR goggles are. The VR goggles are the blue pill.
Yeah.
So you go sit in your fit you go sit in your coffin apartment, you order food delivered to your house with one
Yeah.
of those apps.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much it costs because you're on some kind of a universal basic income,
Right.
and your whole life is in this VR, and yeah, you're on the blue pill, so you know it's fake, but that's kind of the that there's a there's one line in the Matrix that I love. It's when Cypher, the bad guy, takes a bite of the steak and he's meeting with the agent, right? And the agent is like the bad guys. And they're making a deal with him. If he turns over the freedom fighters and tells where they're at, then he'll get injected back into the Matrix with lots of power and lots of money. And so he takes a bite of steak and he goes, ignorance is bliss. And I think that's what those people would say. Because if you're living in that, if you've already been trapped by that and you've already been ensnared, then of course you don't want to
You don't
hear,
want to hear about what's really
you don't want to
real.
listen to our show.
No.
Our show is going to make you so mad.
Yeah, and instead of like realizing like, okay, there's power in numbers, like if we all start realizing what's happening and we
Yeah.
start resisting it, then, you know, we don't have to let these things happen. But I think a lot of people just like, they don't want to hear
That's like that kid at 31 Flavors during COVID when I refused to
it.
put on my mask. I was like, dude, you're contributing to the tyranny. I don't care. Okay.
Put
All
your
right.
mask on or no ice cream for
No
you.
ice cream for you. You're gonna have to get out. I'll call the cops. And I
God.
think that's kind of where it's at. You know, it's like they don't want to hear it because what might happen is they'll have to go, wow, I've been guzzling the Kool-Aid. Like what I was thinking, I was on my way to meet you today, and I was thinking this one line. I was like, "Put down the Kool-Aid. Just put it down for a second."
That's a good one.
I think maybe people need to just for a second,
Yeah.
put down the Kool-Aid,
Yeah.
because they're just sitting there within their hand like it's their lifeline. The Kool-Aid is their lifeline.
But you know what? When you put it down, put it in the recycle
That's right.
bin.
Because you're drinking the Kool-Aid that's telling you that that's being a good little human.
Okay.
Well, this was more, there was more to unpack here than I thought.
Well, you know, when you start talking about trash, it can get pretty dirty.
That's right. We got down and dirty.
Yeah.
What's on docket for our next time?
Well, I think you kind of mentioned it, but I think a rabbit hole that could go on and on and on is this whole globalism thing that's happening. I think we need to start getting into that.
Yeah, I think we do. You know,
That's all part of the big plan.
well, you know, things are just looking weird from the North American corridor.
I know.
I'm starting to just kind of feel like we don't live in a country anymore. We don't live in a state. We don't live in a county. We don't live in a city. We live in the North American quarter.
We live in a continent.
We live on a continent. And we're all guided, we're all governed by one central state.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I think that's going to be, that
Let's
is.
Let's talk about that next time.
That's good.
Let's go down that rabbit hole.
Well, that was awesome.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Okay. Bye. Let's talk soon.